Hey, sports fans, I'm Tate Furch.
And I'm Aiden Deitering. You're listening to 98.5 The Game, your home for all the latest sports.
It's celebration time in Bloomington, as the Indiana Hoosiers just defeated the Miami Hurricanes 27-21 to capture the 2026 College Football National Championship. Sealing off the victory was a big interception by Jamari Sharp in the final minute that allowed the Hoosiers to go into victory formation and cap off an undefeated season.
The difference in scoring came down to two field goals by Indiana kicker Nico Radakic, the first and last scores of the game. The Hoosiers also scored on a one-yard run by Riley Nowakowski, a blocked punt recovered in the end zone by Isaiah Jones, and a 12-yard run by Heisman winner Fernando Mendoza. Miami scored three touchdowns, two by Mark Fletcher and one by Malachi Toney.
For more reaction on the game, let's go to Caden Graves, who's on the scene at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami.
It's a quieter celebration than you sometimes see after championship games, as Miami fans filed out while red and white confetti was still dropping. Some had mixed feelings about their hometown team being beaten by the hometown boy. Fernando Mendoza was a star quarterback at Miami Columbus High School, but the Hurricanes didn't make him an offer to play there. He instead played three seasons for the Golden Bears of California before transferring to Indiana. This marks the first football championship ever at the school better known for basketball. Indiana is also the first team to finish the season undefeated since the days of leather helmets, when Yale went wire to wire in 1894. Hoosiers coach Kurt Cegnetti summed up the win saying, "If you keep your nose to the grindstone and have the right people, anything is possible."
Thanks for the update, Caden. We'll be back with more sports news after this message.
Hey, umpire, he was safe. Get some glasses.
You're an idiot, coach. Why did you go for two? The extra point would have been a sure thing.
If you're going to foul, make it count. Take the guy out.
Time out. Enough is enough. The Iowa High School Athletic Association reminds you that sports aren't just about winning, and they're definitely not about yelling at officials, coaches, or players. It's time to bring sportsmanship back to sports. Be a good fan. Let's all do our part to bench bad behavior at athletic events in Iowa.
Turning from college football to college basketball, the Iowa Hawkeye women are on the top 10 for the first time since Caitlin Clark's senior year. The 10-2 Hawkeyes got a big win last night over Michigan State, and Hawkeye guard Addie Deal was named Big Ten Freshman of the Week. Meanwhile, the Iowa State women fell out of the rankings, mostly due to their opponents keeping the ball away from Audie Crooks. With fewer opportunities, Crooks now has five games in a row scoring less than 26 points.
The Cyclone men moved up to number 9 in the NCAA rankings, but hit a skid as they entered the Big 12 season. They got blown out by Kansas 84-63, and then suffered a 79-70 loss to the Cincinnati Bearcats, despite some heroics from Milan Memchilovic, who scored a career-high 34 points. They're hoping to get back on track as they travel to Stillwater to face Oklahoma State. The Hawkeye men also started out a little slow in 2026, but they're hoping to stack wins as their schedule eases a bit. The Hawks' next home game will be Wednesday when they host USC at Carver Hawkeye Arena.
The playoffs are winding down in the NFL. The Broncos will face the Patriots Sunday at 2 p.m. in the AFC Championship. While the Broncos are the number one seed, the Patriots are leading in sportsbooks, with bettors taking New England for a 5.5-point advantage. The NFC Championship will be at 5:30 Sunday. Most oddmakers favor number one Seattle over number five Los Angeles.
Turning now to the NBA, Golden State's Jimmy Butler suffered a season-ending ACL tear in the third quarter of the Warriors' game against the Miami Heat. The loss could mean the end of the Golden State dynasty. Without Butler, who is in the middle of a terrific season, there is little chance that Stephen Curry and company can make a serious run in the playoffs with the currently constructed roster.
The Warriors did go on to beat the Heat 135-112. In other pro basketball action, the Detroit Pistons edged the Boston Celtics 104-103. The Phoenix Suns topped the New York Nets 126-117. The Dallas Mavericks topped the New York Knicks 114-97. The San Antonio Spurs got the best of the Utah Jazz 123-110. And the Philadelphia 76ers got a 113-104 win over the Indiana Pacers.
Finally, several European countries are threatening to withdraw from the FIFA World Cup if President Trump continues his efforts to annex Greenland against the will of Denmark. Yesterday, leaders in Germany and Italy, two of the countries that are most successful at soccer, have said they are considering keeping their teams at home. The 2026 World Cup is scheduled to begin June 11th, at sites throughout the U.S., Canada, and Mexico.
That's your sports update on 98.5 The Game. Be sure to check our website out, thegame.com, for all the latest scores. And tune in this weekend for NFL playoff coverage. Until then, I'm Aiden Deitering.
And I'm Tate Furch, reminding you to always be a good sport.